Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
K100 Internet Radio, you dig? You know how this works. You know the drill. Once again, I'm reloaded! Uh-huh. Yep. It's going to be a great show today. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in, really, once again. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that's the official site for the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, that's the official site for the show, all right? Tonight's show, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about people tonight. All right? But we're going to talk about people who deserve to be talked about. And we're only trying to help. Episode 171. Clean yourself up. All right? Look, man. Look. I'm going to come back to that. Look, listen. This is the thing. All right? First of all, pay attention. Like I always do about this time, I remind you that we're on Facebook, facebook.com/K100Radio, facebook.com/K100Radio, that's the letter K, the number one. We're on MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio, myspace.com/K100Radio. Follow your dog on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum, all right? Follow me on Twitter, man. BLIZM. That's how you spell it. All right. At Blizzum. BLIZM. Now that's my that's my own personal Twitter. I don't have a Twitter that's just for K100 Radio. I blast it out through my own particular site. You feel me? My own Twitter account. You know what I'm saying? The show gains more popularity. I'll make a Twitter for K100 Radio. But then that means I got to get all those people that's following me now to go follow K100 Internet Radio. I'm just not up to it. So, follow me on Twitter at Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Check me out on iTunes. We're in an iTunes store. All right? I'm on iTunes up under myself as Blizzum. You know, for the music side of the game, for those who don't know, of course, I'm an artist and a producer, CEO of Chainless Entertainment, you did. But also, the show, K100 Radio, is on iTunes, up under the podcast section in the iTunes store, all right? Just launch the iTunes application, go up under the podcast, go to the iTunes store, you feel what I'm saying? And, hold on a second. Yeah, I'm doing multiple things, you feel me? Right now, I'm texting, I'm Facebooking. You feel what I'm saying? I'm doing all kinds of things right now, right? Okay. People are texting me like, "Who are you talking about?" I'm talking about everybody. Everybody. You know who you are. It's episode 171, but we'll get into that. Just pump your brakes. All right. Okay. So now, once again, myspace.com/K100, facebook.com/K100. iTunes up under the podcast section. Follow me on my personal Twitter page at Blizzum. At Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. Alright? Do that now, okay? The email address for K100 Radio is K100Radio@gmail.com. the letter K, the number 100, the word radio, all together. K100radio@gmail.com. That's where you send all correspondence pertaining to the show. Any feedback, Blizzum, you hot. Blizzum, you suck. If you're an artist or you know anyone, an artist that wants to get their music on K100 Internet Radio, you feel me? That's where you send your music to. Make sure it's in an MP3 format. Make sure it's in an MP3 format. I can't say that enough. MP3 format. Not Windows Media .wav, which is WAV, AIF. No. MP3 format. Send it to me like that. Make sure it's good quality music. If it's shit, I do with that shit on my show the same thing I do with my shit literally. Alright. Alright. So, make sure you got some good music. Alright. Make sure you got some good music. Make sure it's good sounding, good quality, and all that. So I don't have to like second guess myself for playing your shit on my show. Alright. Because see what happens on these blog talk shows is if it sounds like trash, it's all distorted, or if it's just whack as fuck, people hang up. And I just can't allow that. Okay? Alright? You wouldn't take it up to FM radio if it sounded like shit. Well, you probably would, but just I'd advise you not to. You know what I'm saying? Put your best foot forward. Take a little time, invest in yourself, go to the studio. If you don't know how to mix, you don't know how to get good beats, pay for beats. Get your grind up. This shit is not free. Music is not free to make. Don't be sending me no fuck shit. But if it's good, I'll play it. Alright? Alright? So, now, moving right along, we're going to go ahead and jump into episode 171. I think I covered everything. If you listen to my show, but you're also watching the Lakers and Miami play, God damn it, call in and tell me what the score is. BLA, 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 BLA. I'm not a Laker hater, I'm just a Florida fan. Kobe's got game, he's one of the best ever, top five, not even a question. Love his game, hate him as a person. I mean, he snitched. He's a snitch, okay? You know I got a problem with snitches. Kobe's a snitch, he's got an A1 game, one of the top five games ever, but he's a bitch nigga. Sorry, Kobe. You bring that on yourself. But I'm not a Laker hater. I'm just a Miami fan. I mashed the Heat for this little losing streak they're on. Yeah! Get it together, bro. Chris Bosh, stop whining like a bitch and man up. Somebody let me know what the score is. Anyway, episode 171. All right. What I'm going to talk about today. It's something that plagues people everywhere. Everybody knows somebody, probably you related to somebody, that has this issue that I'm going to talk about today. All right? And it's an issue that, the sad thing about it is, this is an issue that's preventable. See, some things, you know, if you grow up and you're poor, or you're just fucking ugly, or I don't know. It's some things you just can't. But this, ugh. See, I hate things. Okay, let me tell you something about me. Pay attention. I have a low tolerance for bullshit that can be prevented. Once again, I have a low tolerance for bullshit that can be prevented. I have a low tolerance for bullshit, period. But I really hate bullshit that can be prevented. The shit I'm going to talk about tonight is probably one of the most preventable thing. It's so easy to prevent. It doesn't cost a lot of money to prevent. All it takes is a little bit of water and some effort. Alright? A little bit of water and some effort. That's all. It ain't hard, people. Episode 171. Clean yourself up. Yeah. Clean yourself up. What the fuck, man? Ladies. People with bad hygiene. That's what we're talking about tonight on K1 Engineer Radio. People with bad hygiene. All right? And I really just, I can't stress to you enough how much this shit just aggravates the shit out of me. You feel what I'm saying? Because, like I said, there's really no cause for it. It's like broke. It's like one of the things that aggravates you, like a broke motherfucker always asking you for money. Don't that get on your fucking nerves? You can't stand every time you see this motherfucker, you be like, this begging motherfucker right. Chill. Whenever I feel like motherfuckers with bad hygiene, I be like, this begging motherfucker right. Chill. You feel what I'm saying? Both. They just make me fucking sick. They get on my fucking nerves. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to jump into the show. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and, you know, read the synopsis. You feel what I'm saying? And go ahead and get into it. All right? So here we go. I'm reading for the synopsis. For those of you on the phone line. Oh, 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. If you're on the phones and you want to listen to me on the internet, that's the website that you can go to listen to me live on the show. Of course, once again, we air live Monday through Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. Just in case you didn't know, my set hours are 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Thursdays. All right? So here we go. And what I'm about to read right now is my synopsis, my monologue, if you will. I do this for every show. This is what I blast out over Facebook. This is what I blast out over on my Twitter. Well, not really Twitter because there's not enough words, but the MySpace, the email blast, the text messages. You feel what I'm saying? So here, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and read this, and then we're going to jump to the phone lines, okay? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show once again. Episode 171. Here we go. Now, see, I'm reading now. I have a few pet peeves, like I told you. And one of them, in fact, one of my top five pet peeves, I got a lot of pet peeves. I'm a quirky motherfucker. But one of my top five pet peeves is people with bad hygiene. You people make me sick. Because, first of all, let me go ahead and finish reading it. Now I get into why you really, really, really get on my fucking nerves at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? This is one thing I simply can't tolerate from anybody. But, I really, 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 like 10 times higher, I hate it with guys. I hate dudes with bad hygiene, but I don't really have to get up on you like that, nigga. So if you really got bad hygiene, you got to have extra, extra, extra bad hygiene for me to really notice, because I'm not really all up in your grill. But I really hate it from a female. Really hate it. All right? Let me tell you why. We just won't work together, okay? I know some guys like to use the, you know, I'm a man, I don't need all that extra stuff, shawty. I don't need all that powder and stuff, and you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Hell, shit, my feet stink, shit, hell yeah, shit, I'm a motherfucking man. I smell like a man. No. Let's get it together, fellas. Let's get it together. Okay, listen. You just really making excuses for letting yourself go. You full of shit, dog. Now, when I see, or even worse, smell a female with bad hygiene, it's probably the worst thing that she could put on display. You could be a hood rat with five baby daddies living in the projects with no ambition on Section 8, but good hygiene and a clean house, and have a better chance at locking me down or even getting my attention or even getting me to smash you with some shit like that. You got a better chance. Even though I really don't do you broke bitches, you still have a better chance of fucking with me than a chick that makes six figures with no kids, two cars, a house that she paying for herself with some fucked up hygiene. I cannot take it. I cannot take it. I can't do it, Sean. I can't do it. I just can't. It's not being over dramatic. Alright? And hygiene also goes into, pay attention. Hygiene goes into your motherfucking crib, okay? If you got a dirty ass, filthy ass crib, I consider that part of your fucking hygiene. If I come over to your house and your house is dirty, smelly, dishes all over the motherfucking place, shit scattered all over the motherfucking place, I don't even really want to sit on your motherfucking couches. I go use your bathroom tub, dirty as fuck, mold everywhere. Look like the tub look like it ain't been cleaned out in 4 months. Look, y'all. I'm talking specifically to the females right now. You niggas too, though. But females, if I just describe what your house looked like, kill yourself. You have no use to a man. And if a man laying up with your goddamn nasty ass, kill him for me too. Shit is ridiculous, man. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. Drives me fucking crazy. All right? And I'm not being overdramatic. Once again, personal hygiene or lack thereof is something that every grown-up motherfucker should have. All right? Everybody that's grown has no excuse for having poor hygiene. Because the shit don't cost a lot of money. The shit does not cost a lot of fucking money. It's unexcusable. Two brushes. I'm talking about at the dollar store. The Dollar Tree, nigga. Two brushes at the dollar store cost 99 cents. Cheap toothpaste, maybe 125. Soap is cheap. So is deodorant. Dishwasher fluid, bleach, Comet, washing powder. I still ain't got the 20 motherfucking dollars yet. No excuse. No excuse if your house nasty as fuck and you nasty as fuck. No excuse, shawty. You can't rationalize it to me. Alright, if you have bad hygiene and nasty house, you are simply to me, at the end of the day, you a lazy motherfucker. It's just that simple. Once again, if you nasty and your house nasty, you just a lazy motherfucker. Because I can understand why some people don't have jobs, okay? Everybody who don't want to work a job ain't necessarily lazy. Some motherfuckers just don't feel like, if you a felon or some shit and everybody, every job you go get, and they only pay you $7 an hour, and you out there slaving in the hot sun, and you barely making enough to goddamn do anything, fuck that. Fuck working that goddamn job. Grind it out. Fuck it. That's not being lazy. We ain't motherfucking slaves around this bitch. You this bitch, this ain't motherfucking Mexico. Fuck you. Fuck that. I sell dope first. I take my chances in the streets. Alright? I dig that. That don't make you lazy. That just make you ain't finna be pimp. Fuck that. This ain't slave labor around this bitch. Alright? So I dig that. But hygiene? Nasty ass house? Charlotte. Pump your brakes. I wanna hear nothing you got to say. I don't give a fuck about how tired you is, Charlotte, after you done worked two jobs. I don't give a fuck. Okay? I don't give a shit. To me, you ain't got no win with me on this argument. You is a lazy motherfucker. Because I can't. Or you just literally, really just nasty, which is worse. Being lazy is bad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm hoping that's your issue. I'm hoping you just ain't nasty. Just nasty? I don't know, man. I don't know. So here go the questions. Here go the questions for episode 171. Have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? And how do you handle it? What do you think about them? What do you think about that person? You feel what I'm saying? When you see this chick or this guy walk up, you feel what I'm saying? What do you think about them? Huh? Question number two. If a person has every quality you really like, but they have bad hygiene or a nasty ass crib, could you kick it with them? Alright? Say this guy, this girl is physically attractive as hell. They got a decent job. They not mean. They not abusive. None of that. They got all the sense of humor. Whatever the fuck you like. But they got bad hygiene. Every time you run them, they breath stink. Or they musty or some shit. They clothes dirty. They car dirty. They crib dirty. Could you still fuck with them? Really? Question number three. What do you consider over the top for hygiene for men or women? Now, I asked this particular question. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of people say, you know, you can overdo it with your hygiene. Like, you know, some people be like, oh, if people who every time they eat a meal, they walk around with a little bag of floss and a toothbrush. Every time they eat, they go brush their teeth immediately right then. You feel what I'm saying? I don't necessarily think that's over the top. It doesn't annoy me. I don't do that every single time I eat a meal. If I'm out somewhere in a restaurant or something, when I eat, I can wait till if I get fucking home and brush my teeth that night before I go to bed. I mean, really, it ain't that serious. But some people got a little bit of OCD or whatever. It's cool, as long as it ain't over the top. But I have some things about me that I do that's hygienic to me that some people be like, what the fuck? Like, I trim and shave my fucking nut hairs and shit to make sure they nice and trimmed and low. Alright? You feel me? Some people think that's like some metrosexual, that's over the top. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I like getting my dicks up. And every chick I know that gives her head tells me to make sure it's all nice and trimmed up down there. So, I mean, what the fuck? But what's over the top to you? I do it because the ladies like it and because, you know, hey, I feel a little fresher. What is that? Is that over the top? Fuck you. I bet you I get more dick, my dicks up way, way, way more than you. You hairy nut motherfucker. Anyway, moving right along. Question number four. You think bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a lazy person? Do you think bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a lazy person? So basically what I'm asking you is, if you see somebody and they got bad hygiene or whatever, do you automatically think that they lazy? You feel what I'm saying? Do you automatically think that they lazy? I do. All right? I'm going to tell you straight up. I think you're lazy because I can't think of either you're lazy or you're just nasty. Hopefully it's just you just lazy as fuck. I mean, either know what you both of them. Fuck that. You both of them. Question number five. Do you tell someone when they have bad hygiene or a nasty crib to their face? Or do you just avoid them or their house? Like every time you see the motherfucker at work with a stinking ass motherfucking breath, do you just like just get away from this motherfucker and just avoid conversation with this motherfucker? Or do you be like, damn, nigga, your motherfucking breath stank. Damn. We go over to somebody's house, and when you go to somebody's house, and they have nasty as fuck, and they be like, hey, you want some? Do you be like, I'm okay, I just ate, even though you fucking starving like fuck, and you ain't ate since 8 this morning, and it's 6 at night? Or do you say, bitch, hell no, your house dirty as fuck, ho. Fuck that. Hell no, shawty, hell no. Do you keep it 100? Do you keep it 100 with the nasty motherfuckers? I want to know. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Let's get it. Okay. First up on the line, I got Jenna. I think I see Lexi next. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Jenna, what's good?
Hey, Blizzum, what it do?
What it do, babe? Thanks for calling the show. All right. Really appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You got on the line earlier tonight, so I guess you was making sure you wanted to chime in on this one. You feel what I'm saying? Huh?
Hey, I got to get clean in my house, my damn self. Shit.
All right. So, question number one, Jennifer, episode 171. Have you ever had to deal with someone? Are you currently dealing with someone? Now, when I say dealing with someone, I'm not saying sleep with them. I mean, work with them, friends, family members, something, anybody. Have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? And what do you think about it? How do you handle it?
Yes, I have. It was a family member. It's my sister-in-law, actually. And it's not that she keeps herself dirty. It's the house. It's just a fucking wreck. And
really?
I don't tell her nothing, because I do. Hell, there's been times I've been over there cleaning, trying to help her, because it's just disgraceful, really.
I mean, so and this is your sister-in-law, right? Let me ask you this. So you was fucking with her brother. Is the brother like that? Is he nasty like that? Were they raised in the same house? Were they raised in the same house?
No.
They wasn't. Okay.
No.
It's oftentimes you see people who grew up in the same house. Like sometimes people who grew up in a house like that, when they grow up, they be like, man, when I grew up, I ain't gonna never keep my house like that because I grew up like that and I hated it. But some motherfuckers, that's how they was raised. Like, they was raised in a nasty-ass goddamn house.
Actually,
so when they grow up, they keep a nasty house.
She was raised in a house where they were real strict and they kept everything, like, immaculate, right? Like, I mean, immaculate.
So that's probably why she probably fucking made her crazy and shit. She probably said, when I move out, I ain't gonna clean a motherfucking thing. That's not
the
right.
I think so.
For real? I mean, I think
you are touching on something right there. Like, honestly, I think that has something to do with it. Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that. Fuck that. You can't do that. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people, and I get it, because I grew up and I was raised in church, and I went to church. I was made to go to church a million times
I was about to break that up.
So now, to this day, you know, in my adult life, I don't go to church a lot. Because I'm like, I went to church enough for motherfucking two lifetimes already. You feel what I'm saying? But that's not the same thing, though. I mean, I ain't gonna lie now. I ain't gonna lie, everybody. That might be like a real live issue with people. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to downplay that, but you just can't use that as an. That's still not flying with me as an excuse.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like for real, that's really still not flying with me. I see what they're saying, and maybe it's some kind of like psychological damage to their ass or some shit. But fuck that shit. Fuck that. So the way you handled it was you went over there and you talked to her, helped her clean up and shit like that?
Yeah.
Did it help?
No, it didn't help, but it just made her more aware, but not. She knows, okay, basically, okay, it has something to do with that, but basically she is lazy and she knows it. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's that type of situation where, you know, you try to make them see, you know, your point of view, like, staying outside the box type of thing, but you know, it's kind of hard. You know, they're so set in their ways and they don't want to change. They think that it's okay. You know, not much you can do.
Do you eat at their house?
No.
You don't eat at their house?
No.
Okay, just asking. So
I'll cook. I'll bring my own food and my own paper plates and all.
Do you go over there frequently? I mean, she's family, so do you go over there frequently?
No, she's outside. They live in Houston. So,
okay.
You know, I just go over there and I'll visit like every so often, you know, vacation-wise.
All right. So, question number two. If a person has every quality you really like, but they have bad hygiene or a nasty crib, could you kick it with them?
I don't know.
What if they were super rich?
I don't know.
Super rich. And see, the thing about it is, that's really unrealistic because if they're rich, they probably be lazy, but they probably would still pay for somebody to clean their shit. But they can still have bad personal hygiene.
Personal hygiene? I'm talking about they bald, funky as shit. You know, no. It ain't trimmed up and nothing. No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of dudes feel like that's like some homo shit.
I know, that's some bullshit. You know. That's just some fuck shit right there. No, it ain't no, it ain't no homo. No. Mm-mm. No way.
Okay.
It's clean and trim and nice and neat with your shit.
All right, I'm just telling you what some guys think. They'd be like, man,
fuck.
I'm just saying. All right, so question number three. What do you consider over the top for hygiene for men and women? What's something that somebody may do that you see somebody do that as far as their hygiene or a cleanliness like that? Did you feel like, I ain't even do all that, though? That's just, like, over the top.
I can't think of anything that I've seen personally. Like, you know, you see Monk, right? He'd be on some, like...
I mean, yeah.
You know, with the extra, you know, it's a TV show, but, you know, you get the idea.
Yeah, but I mean, people like that have a real issue. Like, he has obsessive compulsive disorder, so that's a whole other set of issues. You feel me? But I mean, I think people, and I'm not saying this, I'm not knocking them, but people who, like, if you go out to a restaurant with them and they go out to eat, and as soon as they get done eating, they got their little purse or something, or they got their little bag with them, and they go brush their teeth right in the damn restaurant bathroom, like right then, like as soon as they get to eating, they gotta go floss and brush their teeth, like right then. You feel me? I mean, I brush my teeth, you know what I'm saying, every morning and, you know what I'm saying, at night. But I mean, I'm not going to, like, stop mid-meal at a restaurant, I mean, as soon as I get through eating and then, like, go brush my teeth or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like that's, like,
I wouldn't think that's over the top, though.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times myself. So, I mean, it's not some frequent thing I do. You know, I'll just wait till I get home. But, you know, that's no over the top, no.
Oh, okay. All right, so like I said, I don't know. That's a tough question, but some people be like, I'm not asking, trying to be funny or nothing, but some people do shit like that and or other things. You feel what I'm saying? And you be like, damn, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a clean person, but I don't necessarily do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't know. Just different strokes for different folks. But nasty is nasty and dirty is dirty. You feel what I'm saying? So do you think that bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a lazy motherfucker? Do you think that makes them lazy?
Yeah, basically, you know. Yeah.
What other reason could you think of that they have bad hygiene other than that? I can't think of another reason.
But no, when I typed up this show,
I was like, I said in the synopsis, I mean, that's the only reason that you can give me for somebody having fucked up hygiene and a dirty ass crib. You lazy. Because really, who does that? What other possible reason is it? Because you just like now your homegirl who grew up in a strict household where they had to clean and scrub the baseboards every day. I'm pretty sure when she got her own crib, she's like, man, I'm not fucking doing all that shit. But that's not the same thing as, I mean, I don't know who scrubs their baseboards every fucking week or some shit. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I know people who just, it's just ridiculous when you walk into their house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need to be on an episode of Hoarders or some shit. Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Do you tell someone, this is the fun question. Do you tell someone when they have bad hygiene or a nasty crib to their face? Or do you just avoid them? Like, if you know this motherfucker is always going to come up in your face and they breath going to stink at work, do you just, like, try to avoid conversations and just don't say shit? Or if you go to somebody's house and it's just fucked up and you just be like, I just ain't going to eat there. I may stop by every blue moon if I have to, but you're not going to really stay long. Or do you say, man, your fucking crib is nasty and your fucking breath stinks? Which one?
Well, it's kind of both. I've told the person, you know, of what, you know, giving them a suggestion otherwise to...
No, do you tell them?
Whatever. I'm telling them. Yeah, when I'm telling them that, I'm like, I'm seeing your house right now, and like, you know, it's not the tea. No, you just don't do that. Like, if you especially know better, you know, if you got a family, and you just around nothing but filth and nastiness, you know, it's a good thing to tell the person. You know what I'm saying?
Some people think it's kind of rude. Some people feel like they don't want to be rude or some shit, so they just don't say nothing now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
You might go around the whole time telling people what to do and how to live, but, like, you know, if it's somebody that's close to you and, you know, you feel like they can do better, you know, you can tell them. It ain't going to hurt their feelings. It's not going to make them stop talking to them.
It might. No, I disagree with that.
They weren't as close as they thought.
Well, I'm just saying, I know people who get, like, I've heard, like, stories of people telling somebody about that shit, and then they get mad, like they really, they got, I knew two friends, all right, it was two females, and then one female would tell me, man, her house be so fucking dirty and shit, you feel what I'm saying? I'd be like, for real? And I was friends with both of them. This is a true story now, true story. I was friends with both of them, and then one girl would come back and be like, man. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it was, I never would have known that. Because this is the funny part. This was one of these people who kept a filthy-ass house, but they had good personal hygiene. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Sometimes you meet people like that. Like, when you see them out away from their house, they clean and shit, and you never would think that. But the friend told me, she was like, man, her fucking house be dirty as fuck. She's like, ain't no way in hell I eat there. They fucking house be nasty as hell. I was like, what? I never could tell from the outside. So, but anyway, she one day, you know what I'm saying, because I was friends with both of them, one day she brung it up. She told her. You feel what I'm saying? And the other girl got mad and shit and offended. You feel what I'm saying? And they fell out. Like, they stopped talking. They ended up becoming back cool, but they fell out and they stopped talking and shit for a minute. And I was like, wow, why did she get mad? A, I felt like, because I never did go to their house because I didn't know her. I didn't never been to their house. You feel me? Because she was married and shit, so I never just went over to her house or anything like that. But I felt like she must be telling the truth, because why would the bitch get mad? Why would she get upset about that? You feel what I'm saying? You wouldn't get upset like that and get mad if that shit wasn't fucking true. You feel what I'm saying? But they actually fell out, and they were, when I tell you friends, I'm not talking about fly by night. They hung out all the time. You feel what I'm saying? And when she told her, she got pissed off at the girl. So I don't know. You got some people who keep nasty houses. You feel what I'm saying? But they have decent hygiene because they got to be out in the public. But when you go back to their house, their house is fucking filthy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that had a lot to do with accepting the truth. You know, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear that. They want you to sugarcoat shit. Say, oh, yeah, let me have a cup of your water right quick. Like, but, like, reality, they know. They can see. Look around. I mean, they see what's in front of them. So how are they going to act surprised? How are you going to act shocked when somebody tells you something like that? And I'm not saying be ugly about it or be rude or mean. You know, there is a way of telling a person something, not make it sound like you're trying to offend them. Or you're just trying to help them.
Man, I was right. I'm telling you, man. I think because she brung it up in front of me, but we were all friends. I think because she brung it up in front of me, that's what made her, like, embarrassed and mad and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably she should have said it when I wasn't around. You feel what I'm saying? But we were all friends, so I don't know what the embarrassment. I guess I can't because I'm a guy. Maybe because I was a guy. Maybe she was embarrassed and she said it in front of a male. I don't know. You feel me? But it was crazy. I was like, at first I was like, when she told me, I was like, to look at her, you wouldn't think that. But she was like, I'm telling you, I promise you, it'd be fucking filthy. She's like, I'll never eat over there. And I was like, wow. You know what I'm saying? But she always kept herself up in the public life. So just something to think about when you're talking about this particular episode, all right? All right, Jenna, thanks for holding on. I got other people calling in right now. I'm going to go ahead and jump to them, all right?
Okay.
All right. Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line, because somebody might say some funny, crazy shit tonight. But that's a true story that I just said, everybody. Hold on. All right, next up, Lexi Poo, what do you do?
Hey.
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzom. You dig? Thanks. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Got Lexi Poo on the line. We just got off the line with Jenna. Episode 171. Clean yourself up. And... what the hell is your problem, Shawty? Why the hell is you a nasty motherfucker? Or you, fellas. You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't make no sense. All right? Lexipool.
What's up?
Have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? What do you think about them? What did you say something to them? What do you think about
them? Oh, my God. I sure wish my people was on the phone and hear this. This girl, I'm not going to say her name, but when I was staying on campus of college my year, it was four of us, me, another girl from Beaumont, and then a girl from Arthur. And her cousin used to always come over to our apartment. Pretty much it was like she was, like, staying there. It was enough that she was a hoe, but that's not what this topic is about. She was the girl who, you know, always had that girl at the parties who always be throwing it back up on the dude and all that kind of stuff. And I know dudes who be filling up on girls under their panties and sniffing their fingers. I know what be going on. So I'm like, oh, my God, she really needs to stop that. Every time she came into a room, she was just so wild, and she stayed throwing her arms up. And she should have been one of those people who just kept to themselves, just say nothing, kept her legs closed. It was just a strong odor. And for a vagina to be self-cleaning, it was like, oh, my God, it's like something crawled in her and died. So the way we found out was she brought one of her homeboys over, and I ain't going to lie, she wanted to have sex at our apartment. Everybody, her cousin was like, no, you can't use my room. I should have caught on to that shit. So I was like, you know, I don't even care. You my homegirl. Just make sure you on the floor. Don't get in my bed. And when I tell you, when she came out that room, it smelled like Padisi. And the nigga said he went down on her blizzom. Yes, like it got so bad, my roommate had to turn my air down to 60 degrees. We were pulling up, you know, windows and shit. And, like, we finally told her. We all came together, and we was like, look, you know, her cousin, me, and my best friend at that time, we was like, look, you know, it's an issue. So she actually ended up going to the doctor, and it was actually, like, a medical issue. That and she got her some pills, and she took care of it. But
I mean, first of all, hold on. Let me stop you. I wanted you to go on and on and on, but let me stop you, okay? First of all, if your shit smelling really, really bad like that right there, and you are grown up and you fucking, you old enough to be fucking and you in college or some shit, if you ain't got enough sense to know that you probably got some shit, or even if it's a fucking yeast infection, bitch, or anything like that, you feel me? Like, I'm just going all the way around kill her. Now, y'all, If y'all knew that was going on beforehand, you feel me? Y'all should have let it ride out. But I give y'all some props. Y'all did say something to her. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all ain't let her go around making her, you know, embarrassing herself or whatever. But a lot of times when it comes down to girls with stinking pussies, don't get me wrong, some of them can just be stinking. You feel me? They just don't wash their ass. But a lot of times I think, you know what I'm saying, when girls have, when it smells like that right there, it's something wrong. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to, because it's not really supposed to smell like that. If it's, you know
it's
what I'm
not.
Saying? So if your shit is rank like that right there, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So at least you told her. I give you props for telling her, for not letting her just go around or whatever, but I mean,
yeah,
what the fuck,
girl?
I mean, but my whole thing is, how the fuck did this bitch not know? Like, how does she not know that?
We have to know. You can smell yourself before somebody else can.
Right.
It's a proven fact. Like, I don't know. Like, but see, her apartment was like, oh my goodness. So it was deeper than, you know, it wasn't just junk. It was like, oh my God. Like, she was just not clean at all. So, you know.
So I mean, did y'all tell her your motherfucking apartment is fucked up?
Well, yeah, but see, she used to come to our house and fuck our shit up. You know, we had a good apartment, you know, not saying we never tore shit up because we was in college and we threw shit around, but, you know, every day we came back and we clean, you know, we picked the shit up. We clean.
Right.
You gonna make a mess
right.
Getting ready. You know, I do all the time. I mess my shit up every day. I ain't even gonna lie to you, Blizzum. I'm a procrastinator. I wake up in the morning, I rush, I throw clothes and shit, but best to believe, I'm gonna pick that shit up and clean my house. You know what I'm saying? I have to clean up every day. Some of us just gotta do it like that. But she wasn't like that. She'll just leave it and she'll come cook and she'll leave shit. It'll be different if we cook and left it. She'll leave shit and she don't even stay there. So we kind of had to talk to her about multiple things. Because you don't disrespect other people's house. And then niggas come to our apartment thinking we nasty. And it's you.
Mm. Right. Yeah, so I wouldn't even let that go down. All right, what's the next question? If a person has every quality you like. And before I go on, I got one more point to make. You know, if you ever been in college or the military, this is the thing with me. When I went to the military, that was the first time I ever really stayed with people that I didn't know like that ever in my life. And I had to adjust to nasty motherfuckers. You feel me? I mean, when you living in a fucking confined space with motherfuckers who you used to live in one way, you clean, you wash your ass, you feel me? You don't smell, you clean up after yourself and all this kind of shit. And then you get into a room full of 50 motherfuckers and 20 of the motherfuckers nasty as fuck. Some of them kind of junky and the rest of us like normal. It's going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I see people getting into fights over motherfucking shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Just pure nastiness and shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you've been in college and when you've been into the military, you really can understand and relate to this show a lot more. Because one thing about it, if you ain't never had to be around people by either force or, you know, not necessarily by choice, because you don't pick who your dorm mates is, you don't pick who you in the burden with you. When you're forced to be around people that's nasty, you really can relate to this shit.
Yes,
and that's
in college.
Because
you sharing a kitchen, you sharing a common area, you come home, think you about to use, then niggas be using your dishes and your shit and eating your food. Oh, Lord, I ain't even trying to get going to that lane today.
Yeah.
Man, so I'm happy I live by myself now. Fuck that shit.
Right. So if a person has every quality you like, I mean, they attractive as hell, they cool, money right, you know what I'm saying? They got a good personality, everything, but they got bad hygiene. Could you fuck with them? Would you fuck with them and try to change their hygiene, or is it just like a no-way situation? You ain't even get close to them.
Hell nah, I like to go raw sometimes. Look, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't even gonna lie, Blizzum. Look, I'm clean. My pussy stay clean. I don't care. I'm like how you were saying, you work a lot. I work a lot. Sometimes I work 45, 50 hours a week. I'm in school. I work out. Sometimes I'm never at home. But I'm going to make sure if I don't do shit else, I'm going to take a bath in the morning and I'm going to take a bath at night. Sometimes I might even take two if I'm feeling dirty. So I can't get with that. You know, I got my little HIV negative results sitting on the counter in my bedroom. I post that shit on the wall. Look, my nigga. You know, I don't play that. Like, I can't get with nobody that's dirty.
You just can't do it.
And junkie is like, okay, I can be reasonable, you know, because I'm not going to lie, I'm just not a neat freak, and I know neat freaks. I have a sister that's, she's obsessive compulsive. compulsive. She gets happy when she goes down the gain aisle. She cleans. You can eat off her floor. She just like my mama. She bleaches the floor. She's that. I'm not a neat freak. I'm not even lying to say I'm a neat freak. Because if I was a neat freak, I wouldn't be throwing shit when I'm getting ready to go to work. I couldn't leave until everything is in place. But I am clean. You know what I'm saying? And I'm picking up, you know. But if it's, I can deal with it. That's normal. You know what I'm saying? I can deal with somebody that's normal who just ain't just a neat freak. Because I probably couldn't deal with a neat freak because I'd be going crazy. You got to have this here and that here. No. You know, as long as it's sitting on the counter, I don't care, you know. But I can't deal with somebody who just straight up nasty. Like, you can't teach nobody. How can you teach a grown man to be clean? You know, how can you get the old man to be clean? I just don't know how you can do that. They've been dirty up to this point. They can hide their filth, but I can't get the old man to be clean.
What if his feet stink? What if everything else about him is good, but his feet be stinking like a motherfucker, Charlie?
You know, I've never had. You know, I know some people that got home got, and it's true.
Because guys, some guys are stuck in their feet. I got cousins, man. Oh. And they're not just dirty, nasty motherfuckers, but these niggas' feet. Nigga, oh, man. I be like, man, I can, I'm a dude, man, but these niggas' feet be kicking. You know what I'm saying?
Some people brand new stink. You know, I have a cousin, she actually has halitosis, and it's bad. Like, she has to, like, literally brush her teeth maybe 3-4 times a day and Listerine it out, and then she still don't be happy, but at least she know what she got, and she's trying to work with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't be, when your breath stink, your bowels stink, okay? Your bathroom dirty, your ass dirty. It kind of all connected one another. You know, you keep your kitchen dirty, you never clean it, your mouth dirty. And you think you're about to be licking and sucking and touching on me? Uh-uh. Hell no. I'm trying to live this the other day.
So if your bathroom dirty, your ass dirty.
If your what?
Your bathroom dirty, that mean your ass dirty?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, how can it be clean? You know, okay, you can say it's different. Okay, you can say, oh, I took a shower and I got it dirty, and then, okay, that's one thing. But if it looks like it's filth on top of filth, ain't no way your ass sitting up in that tub every day and mites and shit ain't jumping on your skin and living in it. You can't call yourself clean. Hell no. What? What was trying to say, Ed? Look, hell no.
Okay, so do you think that bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a person being lazy?
Bad hygiene, that's just trifling.
But does it mean that they're lazy? See, I link them together. People with bad hygiene to me, that tells me that you are lazy motherfucker because there is no excuse for the shit. The shit, it like I just said, you can get $20 and go to the goddamn dollar store and get everything you need to be clean and fresh. $20. You ain't gonna come out of there with tied with bleach, but you gonna come out of there with, you know what I'm saying, the regular old.
I told you. You
feel me? But you gonna come out of there with some shit to make you presentable.
That's true.
You can't afford this and afford. If to me, when I see people with bad hygiene, you just lazy. You was literally too lazy to wash your ass or brush your fucking teeth.
And you know what? It's sad because some people really just don't be taking baths like that. Like, I know somebody who just don't take baths like that. Her feet looking hard. And I look at feet. I look at feet on men, and I look at feet on women. I do. I'll make sure my toes, even if I don't get my nails with the acrylic, I'm going to go get my nails, you know, a manicure or whatever, and I'm on my feet a lot. And you know, when you're on your feet a lot and you got some closed-toe shoes on, ladies, that polish be wiping off, be having your feet look busted. So I got to make sure that I keep my feet done. But, you know, some girls, they are straight-up trifling. You know, it's beyond being lazy, Blizzum. It's beyond being blazing. And then some girls, like you told the girl earlier, you were talking about she looked good when she out and about,
right.
But when you get to a house, but, you know, some girls just look dirty even going up. I can give a girl a little credit for at least putting herself together before she leave the house because, you know, I know some girls who just don't have it together all the way around. And then, you know, the sad part about it, it be niggas who still be fucking with them. I mean, no, and I don't mean like fucking with them just like fucking them and leaving. I mean like fucking with them. Like, that's a girl, but you know what? Oh, your woman is a reflection of you. The woman you got on your arm is a reflection of the man. So if she's fighting and dirty like that, y'all must be living and still together.
I guess. I guess so. I don't know, man. I just, you know what I'm saying? Like I mean, I've lived with a woman who was messy. You feel me? Junkie. My son's mama, she was the total opposite of me. But she wasn't filthy, nasty. She was just junky. Like, she'll go and she don't pick shit up right when she throw it down. You feel me? And this will drive me crazy, because if anybody who knows me, I'm, for a guy, I'm neat as a motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People who've been to my house, they tell me all the time, like, damn, y'all's always clean and you a guy. You feel what I'm saying? But I've been like that my whole life. I was the only child for a long time, and so it wasn't no excuses for my mama. Mama didn't take no excuses, nigga. Ain't nobody else in here but you. You had to fuck it up. Get it up. You feel what I'm saying? And so
yeah,
I was raised like that because I was the only child. You feel what I'm saying? But
see, I admit to throwing shit. I'm going to admit to that. I ain't going to lie. I admit to when I'm getting ready. If I'm a minute late for work, that's they hard on me at work. So I'd rather throw shit on the floor and pick it up when I get home. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Same thing I'm talking about. Okay, let me get to the next question. Do you tell someone they have bad hygiene or a nasty crib to their face, or do you just avoid them? Are you one of these people who be like, you go to somebody's house and their house nasty as fuck, so you just don't never go back over there and that's on them? Or the motherfucker at work who breath always fucking stinking and shit, so instead of goddamn telling them, damn, your fucking breath stink, you just don't talk to them? Or do you be like, man, your fucking breath stink, fuck that? Or do you tell somebody, man, your house dirty as fuck, I would never eat it, this motherfucker? Which one are you? Which one do you do?
So far as coworkers are concerned, it depends on how close we are to tell them, because some people be trying to get mad, like, it depends on how close we are, you know. But I know one of my coworkers, she ain't musty. Like, I don't know if she don't shave. She's Nigerian, so I already know she don't shave her legs, because when she come to work. But that don't mean, you know, that's just not in some of their, you know, that's just not what they do. But just because you don't shave don't mean you're supposed to be musty. And she stay musty, and I just can't tell her, because, I mean, I don't know what to say, you know. And her breath stinks. You know, and I don't want to what you be talking. I be wanting to pop a Tic Tac, but I mean, what the hell am I supposed to do? Like, people get mad. They get sensitive about that. But baby, you know that you stink. You know your breath stinks. You know your breath stinks. I don't know what to tell her. I haven't told her nothing.
So you ain't told, so you just let her just be all up in your fucking face with her stinking ass fucking breath.
No, I'll let her be in my face. I excuse myself. I excuse myself. We can talk on the phone all day long, baby. Call me 832. We can talk on the phone all day. She might be on the phone. Shit, we can talk. But in person, I'm gonna have to hit you up later. Damn, her breath be that tart. Like, if she got a fiance too.
Is he Nigerian? You know them African
She's
motherfuckers.
Nigerian.
You know you ordering shit. Like, for real. Like, some of them, some people. I'm telling you, man. I knew a chick. They don't use the odorant. They don't wear, I don't know if it's not.
Toupees?
But yeah, that's a whole
and
other story.
And it's sad that she a pretty girl. She, you know, they be having pretty skin. I ain't going to lie. She got pretty skin, got a nice shape. She bad.
The Somali women don't use the odorant. A lot of, some of them that are modernized, you feel me? Some of them that are modernized and shit now. But some of them Somali women and shit, the motherfuckers don't goddamn use the odorant and shit. They do not use the odorant and shit. They don't do that. It's against they like customs and shit. Yeah, but that's why I'm telling, I'm like, you ain't need to get you a Nigerian motherfucking man, bitch, because you ain't no way an American nigga finna fuck with you, because you be straight up musty. But they don't wear, they use like all natural shit. They don't use certain kind of soaps and fragrances and shit, and that's their religion or they custom with some shit. And I can understand. I ain't fucking with you like that, Shawty. I could never fuck with you like that, but that I get. But some motherfuckers born and raised in motherfucking goddamn America, and they just goddamn, just like I said, if you one of these people, you are a lazy motherfucker. You cannot convince me that a nasty motherfucker is not a lazy motherfucker. Because if you are lazy, that's the only way you can. I can't think of no other. I can't really wrap my brain around no other reason besides the fact that you just lazy as fuck. I can't think of nothing else to explain it. You lazy and nasty. But you gotta be lazy, because it's too easy to keep yourself up. It's too easy to pick some shit up. It's too easy to clean up. It don't cost
much. Have you been to the club? And this is I'm glad my aunt introduced me to this probably when I was like 11 years old. I love baby wipes. Like, fuck tissue by itself. You know, when you wipe your ass, I'm going to use a baby wipe on top of the tissue, because that's like the best thing that could have ever been created. Well, maybe not necessarily a baby wipe, but you know, they got those, you know, they even Summer's Eve got those, you know, actual medicated wipes. So when you use the restroom, you can clean and you feel like, whoo, like you just jumped in the shower again. I'm not saying replace it for a shower, lazy people. I'm saying, you know, in between the morning shower and the evening, you know, the shower at night, you in between, you about to do something, whatever, you can refresh yourself. And it's like the best thing ever created. Like, that's a good thing to use, too. But some people, they don't, you know, some girls, you know, you've been to the club, Liz, and they had a spanky girl put her ass up on you and, you know,
Not. I've never had a second girl put her ass up on me like that. But I heard about it. You feel what I'm saying? I know cats
just
be like, God,
up under and I have
been in the club and talked to a female and her breath stank like a motherfucker. And I just immediately was like, it's a wrap. I'm not even. You feel me?
Was
looking good as hell. Yeah, look good as hell. I'm trying to holler, and then when I get up on her, I start talking, I'm like, God damn.
Your pride be hurt, don't it?
I want my homie Bully Streets to call in. I might call this nigga out. And Bully Streets, you know why I want you to call the show, homie? Big Bully Streets. Call in, nigga. Because you know we got to talk about it. I know Bully going to call, because he already said he going to call in for this show for this one shit that went down in his video shoot. Bully Street, call in. All right, so hang on. Stay on the line, Lex Pookie. All right. 281's up next. Then I got Shay. Then I see Key on the line. 281, you on deck. What's popping? 281? Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, what's going on?
I'm still here. Okay. One thing I can say in regards to this topic here, me being a home provider, I've taken care of some people that are looked to a little bit all right because they can walk. But sometimes in those cases, the people have trouble getting around just barely, so they can't, you know, keep their house up to good standards like me and you. And there are some that are, you know, totally disabled. So those are the only ones that I can give a pass to.
Hold on, you break it up. You break it up. You break it up. Hello?
I say that for them is a very bad look. It's a very bad look. Some of it got a lot to do with training, too, how you was raised, because
No. I knew somebody was going to say it. I was waiting for the motherfucker to say that.
I didn't finish all my comment. I want to finish that part.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm saying, they all
hold on, you're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're going in and out. What you say now?
Hold on. I say not everyone was raised what we're considered as right. Not everyone was raised properly. You got some of the laziness that reflects from the kid, it reflects on the parents. Because they didn't do it good, whatever they was
Your phone really breaking up. Like, I can barely, like, you going in and out. Like, you in a bad area or something? Hello? I'm hearing what you said. I think was like the kids reflect the parent, and then you kind of went out. You feel what I'm saying? But
I'm done.
Yeah, but I mean, so when you let me ask you this though, when you run across people who you know ain't got no disability or nothing like that right there, do you tell them, man, your breath stinks? Do you tell them your house is filthy because you know ain't shit wrong with them?
Yep.
You keep it 100.
And Yes, I do. I told them, and I will tell them, because that's bad. So, they have a sense of smell.
Hello?
They couldn't get together.
Okay.
They ain't talking around, and ain't no wrong with them. They fine. And I've witnessed their house being
I can't hear what you're saying, baby. Your phone is breaking up so bad, like you just like really choppy right now. I want you to, if you can get to a good area, you know what I'm saying, stay on the line or maybe call me back because that, no, you really like breaking in and up. Like, I can hear like every other word.
Yeah. I have to call you back.
All right. I wanted to hear what she was saying, you feel me? Because her phone was just like so broken up, like just maybe in a bad signal or something, you feel me? But or maybe she's got like a bad signal. But anyway, one thing that she said, you feel me? People with disabilities and stuff like that who can't get around, that's cool. And for the most part now, your ass need to be like, you need like something that either you're gonna be old in that scenario right there. I'm talking about people like our age, 20s and 30s. You feel what I'm saying? And it's really rare that you're going to see somebody that can't get around like that in their 20s and 30s. If so, it's going to be obvious that something wrong with them. Like, they're going to be in a wheelchair. They're going to have an obvious medical condition, something that you can obviously see is fucking wrong with them. If they're elderly or some shit, that's totally, I mean, older people, I don't even really trip about it when I see an old person who can barely get around when they smell. Goddamn, you know what I'm saying? They might kill themselves getting in and out of the tub every motherfucking day. That's a whole other fucking subject. You feel what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping on them like that. That's different. I'm talking about able-bodied 20-something-year-old, 30-something-year-old motherfuckers when I see them. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't shit wrong with you. You are a lazy motherfucker. All right? You lazy as fuck. Ain't no talking me down. Ain't no excuses, man. You just need to get your motherfucking shit together. All right? And fellas, once again, fellas, it's not cool for your fucking feet to be stank-shouting. A lot of my homeboys, they be like, man, shit, you know, I got nigga feet, man. You know, hey, how it is, man. Shit, nigga feet be stinking, but you know, hey, how it is. I'm a real man. I'm a real nigga. Like, no, nigga, nigga, cause I'm a real nigga, nigga. Straight the fuck up, and my feet don't stink. That's not an excuse, fellas. So, fellas, I'm not letting the fellas slide by tonight. All right, fellas, you can't get by okay 100 tonight. Because you a man on me, you need to goddamn kick your feet off and run everybody up out of the motherfucking room, Shawty. That's not the lick. That's not the move. That shit ain't right. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But you ladies are the ones that, ain't no excuse for the niggas with bad hygiene, okay? Ain't no excuse for y'all, man. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, for real, though, Shawty. Ain't no excuse for you. But you ladies, it's 10 times worse and unexcusable when a lady got bad, fucked up ass hygiene when she nasty. When a lady keep her house nasty. You feel what I'm saying? You go to a dude house and a nigga, he a bachelor some shit. I ain't saying it's supposed to be fucked up because when we come to mine ain't never fucked up like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm single. You feel what I'm saying? But if you go to a guy house and he's got shit everywhere, dishes in the sink or some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, you let it slide a little bit more because he a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? He ain't got no broad or no shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. You look at it a little different. It ain't the same thing. But when you a female, come on, man. Come on, man. P-Reds affiliated.
Yeah.
What it do, homie? What's going down?
What's good with you, homie?
I'm good. Shay's up next. I see Key on the line. Look, I don't know if Key must not want to talk. She had her hand up and now it's down. But I seen Shay, then Key was up, but she put her hand down. But Shay, you up next, and then Key. Look, homie, you know what I'm talking about today. We talking about these goddamn, just these trifling ass, nasty motherfuckers, stinking ass breath, stinking ass feet, pussy stank, house nasty, all these motherfuckers. We here to kill them all today. We not letting nobody slide. You feel what I'm saying? Now I've been going in on it the whole time. You feel what I'm saying? And I already said from at the end of the motherfucking day, you is a lazy motherfucker if you got some fucked up hygiene. Ain't no other way to look around that shit. Because really, what other excuse could you really have, or what other reason could you really come up with for being a nasty motherfucker? You just lazy and sorry as fuck. Or am I right? Or is there some kind of other reason that I should be looking for?
But what'd you say as far as a female?
I don't give a fuck who you are. If you are lazy, if you got bad hygiene, you keep your motherfucking house nasty, shit, you just a lazy motherfucker.
Yeah. That's true, man, because you know what I'm saying? It don't take shit to clean up, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Or brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that shit, like, it really ought to be a part of your everyday life anyway, man. You know what I'm saying? Clean that shit up, bro.
I mean, come on, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. I don't get these people. You know what I'm saying? And I know they smell themselves. You feel what I'm saying? Like how do you come outside? But then something like I told a story earlier. I knew a chick who when she leave and come out, she be all fresh and dressed and shit, be smelling good and shit. But I knew a chick that knew her and been to her house and said her house so motherfucking nasty, it'll make you not want to eat in that motherfucker. What you think about
that?
I never fucked with a chick with a nasty ass house.
Oh no, man. You already know me, man. This house nasty, man. I'm going back out the front door. I just walked in.
Okay, let me ask you this. This is a good question. I'm gonna come to the callers. I'm coming, y'all. But let me ask you this, P. What if you met a chick,
bro,
or whatever, and you never been over to her house before? Y'all fucking. Now when you fuck with her, she's straight. Pussy don't stink. Breath don't stink or nothing. She good. But then one day, for whatever reason, you have to go pick up at her house. Y'all, you done been fucking with her for a month now. Let's say you done beat her about 3-4 times. Pussy good, everything.
Yeah.
But now this time, you got to go to her motherfucking house for some reason to pick this bitch up. And when you walk in this motherfucker, that shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Bathroom, dirty-ass bathroom. You feel what I'm saying? Dirty-ass kitchen and shit. Shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Funny smell. All this shit. And she a female. Now, when she step out, she fresh. Would you still keep kicking it with? Would you still keep kicking it with?
No, I can't fuck with them pat red holes like that, man. I can't do it, man. No,
but,
man. It's like...
Already though, you don't beat already, and when she out with you, you can't, you ain't
right,
know.
But I'm saying though, it like, but you gotta think about it like this though, you fucking with her, you doing all that, but then you go to her house, that's giving you that whole other insight. It's like when you first, you know, it's like if you dating somebody, and you know what I'm saying, you start dating them and y'all move in together, it's like that same type shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you don't never know a motherfucker till you stay with them or till you really. Go to their house and fuck with them at their house. Like, I just can't do it. Like, with me personally, man, I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
If you can't be a girlfriend, would you keep fucking her? Like, we can't
I'm saying, I just stand down, man. Like, shit, Charlie, you know, when you come up out there, motherfucker, you A1. But when you go home, you motherfucking got down the bottom of the barrel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, shit, you a pet rat. You can't do that shit. It's like that. It like this, you might, your clothes really might be dirty, but they just look clean. You know what I'm saying? They really might be dirty. But you don't want that shit goddamn 3 times last week and you want to go on a date and you just throw that shit on. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on now.
How do you deal with people with bad hygiene, P? Do you tell them straight up, look, man, your motherfucking breath stink? Or do you be like, man, goddamn, your house dirty as a motherfucker? I mean, you know somebody with some bad hygiene? You ever dealt with somebody with bad hygiene? How do you handle it?
I mean, it's like this with me, man. Anybody know me, man, that fucks with me the long way, that know, I'm more of a neat freak. All my shit is, you know what I'm saying? My shit got to be straight up clean, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'm like this. If I fuck with you and you got bad hygiene and all that, I got to tell you, because what kind of nigga I be if I'm letting you walk around and you fucked up and, you know what I'm saying, I ain't fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It don't go down like that. I got to let you know.
So you going to say something to him?
Yeah, if it was you, nigga, you know I'm gonna say something to you.
Right. I'm just saying, some people just be like, because we had some people like Lexi who said she just, you know what I'm saying, don't she don't say nothing because people might get offended and get mad and shit. And I told a story about the one who got mad when her friend told her that shit, right, you know what I'm saying? Even though she was telling the truth, the bitch got mad and they fell out. Because she told her that your house be nasty, but it do be nasty.
Hey, well, you know what they say, man, the truth hurts. You know what I'm saying? It like this, it with me. It like you fucking with your partner every day. But one day, he fucking around and got a boogie in his nose. He let that nigga walk around all day long with a boogie in his nose and somebody else fucking got a boogie in his nose. You feel what I'm saying?
Why do you do that? Why would you let your homegirl or homeboy walk around with a boogie in their nose all day long?
You know what I'm saying? You can say, buddy, look in your nose, or you know what I'm saying? But you keep talking to him like you don't see it. You know what I mean? You let him interact with other motherfuckers and talk to bitches like, man, come on, man. Yeah, we don't know a lot about that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Stay on the line, P. Stay on the line. I got your mic open, of course. Shay, what it do, babe?
Hey, what's up? What's up, P-Riz?
What's going on, Shay, babe? What's happening?
Hey, man. What's happening?
All right. Yeah. Episode 171. You did. Try to clean yourself up. We talking about motherfuckers, bad hygiene, nasty-ass houses and shit. You know what I'm saying? These people just, I don't know what to say about these folk, man. You know what I'm saying? I really don't.
I'm so glad you had this topic. Ooh, I'm so glad.
I'm just saying, like, and some people consider me a little extra with the hygiene and the cleanliness because I'm a guy. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I feel like I only feel like I'm really that on that level like that. I'm just like
that's the a extra must. That's like, a must. Part.
You know what I'm saying? Like my place don't never just be out of control, but it ain't. I ain't gotta walk around. As soon as you drop something, pick it up, wipe it off, sit it up. You know, I'm not like that. You feel what I'm saying? But I don't like a lot of clutter. I don't like filth. I mean, who does that? You feel what I'm saying? Who does? What kind of person
nasty
does that?
People. Nasty people. That's who do it. Nasty people.
Right.
That's the people that have roaches and stuff running all around. When they be leaving stuff dropped all over, filth all over the place. Just nasty. Walk in there smelling stink.
Right. So let me ask you this, Shay. Have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? And if so, how did you handle it? How did you deal with them?
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. When you posted that up on your wall talking about somebody with the socks, okay, yeah, that happened to me one time. We was about to get it in. Dude was, like, taking off his socks. Let's just say he ain't get none. I couldn't do it. That was, like, an automatic turnoff. If you got bad hygiene, I don't care if I'm butt-ass naked right about to smash. I'm sorry. If I smell anything, no. That's it. It's a wrap. I'm totally turned off.
Took his shoes and socks off and shit, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, I was, it wasn't happening. I ain't even like neither. It straight up did not go down.
Did you tell him why? see, now there you go.
No,
you ain't 100.
You ain't 100. I didn't keep it 100 because I was like, oh, like, yeah, baby, you know, this, that, and the other, whatever. And everything was cool until that moment. When I looked at him and I got up and put my clothes back on, yeah.
hey, but one thing about it, though.
I don't know what else.
Cause
I was like, yeah.
Hey, one thing about it, though. He should have knew, though. He smelled it on, but he's so used to smelling his own goddamn feet, he feel like it was going to bother
right
you.
There. That's it right there. I mean, he knew before he took them dang socks off that his feet was going to smell like that. I mean, I had soap and water. I mean, if he didn't know, he could have been like, hey, baby, let me go ahead and run through this shower right quick. I ain't got no problem with that. Freshen it up. Get it all nice and sweet and clean and everything. But don't get me to that point and think that it's still going to go down and you're going to pull them funky socks off and I'm supposed to be attracted to that?
Hey, he might well. Hey, bro, he might well.
I don't do that.
Hey, bro, he might well did the flip style. Left that shit on.
Right.
And just got on up in there, put that meat on up in there,
and
kept it going.
See, I'm the kind of, I don't do socks anyway, so, I mean, they would have came off, but I'm just saying, he knew his feet was stinking before we got to that point. He should have bathed. That's what I'm saying. He should have bathed.
The nigga might have
the day before. Ooh, don't even talk like that.
All right, so let me go to the next question, dude. I told you guys, some of you niggas out there, there's so many, because I got cousins, man. I got cousins who feet so stank, and they got chicks, and they pull chicks, and I be like, man, how can that chick really better smell your feet, dog? You know what I'm saying? I can't take it. I'm not fucking them. So I'm like, in my brain, I'm thinking, like, maybe it's something that a chick can, like, turn off in their head or something because they like him so much. But
you
like to me, I'm like, yeah. To me, like, it's like me trying to turn my nose off to a female. Like, if she stinks, she just fucking stinks. Like, I think I can't still fuck them. But they got chicks, they got, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like,
and your olfactory senses do not have an off button.
I don't know. Okay, so all right, let me go.
And I have a foot fetish, so they got to take them socks off. That's a given. I have a foot fetish.
Okay.
I got to play with your toes. Like, you got to take them socks off. I can't do that.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. She got to play with her toes. You like sex toes?
Yeah. I like toes. I'm just saying. Ooh. Yeah. That's
enough.
We can't keep the socks on.
Man, you don't let the cat out of the bag. God damn.
I'm saying. Okay, oops.
Okay, so Shay, if a person has every quality that you really like, but they just got bad hygiene, they feet stink or some shit, or they got a nasty house, whatever, but they got everything else that you like about the person. They really cool, really nice, attractive, money, financially, everything else. Would you consider kicking it with them and try to change that, or are you just like, fuck that, it ain't going to be nothing?
You know what, though? I'm going to be honest. At this point, I'm going to say it ain't going to be nothing because I have tried that before, like walking into a situation, you know, you dating whatever until you get to that person's house, and it ain't quite up to your standards, but I'm the kind of chick, I'm like, okay, well, he might have been busy dealing with the kids or whatever. I'm going to wash some dishes, tidy up, you know, that kind of thing or whatever, but if I go over there every time, you know, and it's like that, you know, and if I start going over there regularly and it's always like that and the only time it looks fresh and clean is when I do it, yeah, that's a wrap. We can't do that. on the flip side, I might invite somebody over to my house and show them, like, okay, this is the way you're supposed to live when you were grown up, not like that. And if they don't catch hints after that and after me telling them, and I would be embarrassed if somebody came over to my house, I'm supposed to be dating, and they start cleaning my shit up. I mean, for real, if your okay. chick or a guy would ever come over and start doing that, you know what I mean, just like picking up after themselves, but literally start, you know, oh, this, you got laundry piled up, put them things in the washer and put them in there, and they got to clean up your kitchen and all that before y'all actually get on your quote-unquote date, that should be an embarrassment to you. That should be an embarrassment. So, no, it can't
okay.
go down.
All right. So do you think that bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a person being lazy?
Absolutely, because it don't take that much time. They lazy and they nasty. It take 2 minutes to brush your teeth, 5 minutes if you want to floss and all that extra stuff.
Okay, that's what I feel too. I feel like they just lazy,
I mean,
motherfuckers.
Really.
So
and
do
even
you
if
tell?
You do the little don't do Hollywood showers. 7 minute shower, get everything clean, everything.
Right. So what you're saying is, well, you kind of already answered this because you really need to keep it 100 with that guy. So do you tell people they got bad hygiene or a nasty crib to their face, or do you just avoid them?
Yeah, I do. Now, see, that situation, that was, like, a little bit different because we really was only going to be doing that, you know, one thing or whatever, so I just didn't have to do it no more. But, yeah, in the other instances, yeah, I tell them. I'm like, look, why are you living like this? What is this a mess? You know, you walking in somebody's house and they just got miscellaneous stuff, just stuff that's supposed to be in the bathroom, in the living room. Really? That's not like, you know, you can't break that.
I don't want people to confuse what I'm talking about with disorganization with being filthy. I'm talking about nasty, bad. I'm talking about your
let
bad.
Let me go ahead and break it down. If you walk into a chick's house and she have FDS spray bottles in the living room and panty liner wrappers or something like that laying around, that's nasty. That's stuff you should not be doing in the living room. Okay? It's obvious when things are like, not just like shoes or something like that, but when it's nasty stuff, obviously out of place, there ain't no way in the world it should be in those particular areas. That's just nasty. You walk in there and it smells like hot ass and onions. That's nasty.
Okay.
That's nasty.
All right. All right,
Shay. I can't even eat.
All right. So stay on the line. We got some more callers. Hold on. All
okay,
right. Key, what'd it do?
What's happening?
Thanks for calling the show. Let's see. You're a Michigan girl. You up next. See a couple more people on the phone line. Make sure y'all hit the number one if you want to talk to me. I got the homie P. Reg Affiliate on the line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. Episode 171. Try to clean yourself up. King.
Huh? Yeah.
What you think about? Let me go ahead and jump into the questions, okay? Have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? And how did you handle it? What do you think about it?
Man, I had.
You don't talk about bullshit now.
I was like, look, you need to clean up. That shit nasty. No, I just be straight up because you can see my face tell it all. Anybody know me know I can't hide anything that I feel because my face gonna tell it. But like this one chick I knew, her house stayed nasty like all the time. Like really, like you invite people over here and we gotta move stuff out of the way to sit down and you know what I'm saying? Why do you have your shoe closet in your living room? It's like really, who does that? And then my 3-year-old, she was 3 at the time, and I went over there to see the girl because she had surgery.
Uh-huh.
And my 3-year-old was like, I got to use the bathroom. She walked to, she didn't even cross the little line from the bathroom to the hallway. She
uh-huh.
stood at the door. She was like, no, mommy, no. No, mommy, I can't.
Wow.
Yes. In front of the girl, she was like, no, mommy, I can't do it. It's nasty in there.
What is the chick saying?
She had her daughter had to go clean up the bathroom because my daughter would not go in there. So she had her daughter go in there and clean up so my daughter could use the bathroom because my daughter's like, no, mom, it's nasty in there. I can't do it.
Wow. And that's your friend. I mean, so
she knows. See, she know her house nasty. That's the thing with her. She knows she nasty. And then when I was renting out my other house, the lady that rented from me, she was, oh my God, like. She would when I would come over there, she would stand in the door, like, wouldn't open the door all the way because she know how I am, and then she know how she is. And it's just like, why? If you're embarrassed about it, that means you know that you're nasty.
Right.
So you know enough to be embarrassed. You should know enough to clean that shit up. Really? And when she moved out, oh, my goodness, I was like, I'm sure you didn't use this shower or this tub the way it's looking. It was filthy. Like, did you bathe in here for real? And you, this is just, it's nasty. Oh,
That's just, I don't understand. Do you think these people got some kind of psychological problem? When Janet was on the phone earlier, she said one chick that she knew her house was nasty, but she said she grew up in a house where they always had to clean up. You feel what I'm saying? Like, their mom and dad, they always had to clean up when they was little. They could never go out. They always had to clean up.
I had to do that, too. My mom's ex-husband, he used to wake us up, like, an hour and a half early before school, and we used to have to clean the whole house every morning. Like, and he'll put cigarette ashes in certain, like, behind stuff to make sure you cleaning it real good. And he'll go back and be like, you didn't clean back here because you see the cigarette butts. He'd be sitting, dropping cigarette butts and shit everywhere.
That was just fucking abuse.
Yeah, he's an ass.
Right.
Yeah.
That was just a fucking, that was abuse right there. That's crazy. But I'm saying, like, because some people, like somebody earlier, somebody kind of said, you know, it could be how you was raised or whatever and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
But
like,
once you get grown, once you get old enough, you already know. You know the difference what's clean and what's nasty. You know, you
right.
go over other people's house, and you know how to compare and tell the difference, because I have two girls, and I teach them all the time. You should not have to, if somebody, let's say somebody say, I'm 5 minutes from your house, I need to come out there and do something. You shouldn't have to go on a mad cleaning spree. Like,
right.
You should keep your house tidy, at least tidy. It might not be spick and span and spotless, but at least keep it tidy. So if you don't ever know, you might have some last-minute company or whatever.
Right, exactly. So let me go to the next question, all right? If a person has every quality you like, you know what I'm saying? Great guy, everything
nah,
else, great humor.
Him.
But you're not going to
nope.
let me finish the question. Would you try
yeah,
to?
Yeah, because I can't fuck with him, period.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
All right.
Because you don't have every quality I like. When you add the butt, that means, you know, you don't have everything I like. Because you know,
hey, bro.
That's in my top three right now.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pete.
She said that shit down from the top.
Nah, that's a negative. That's going to always be a negative.
Hey, Key.
I can't fool no nasty nigga. What's up?
Hey, Key.
Yeah.
Hey, you know I'm coming over. You need to tidy up, partner.
I'm good over here.
Make niggas take their shoes off at the door and see who really ready.
Hey, I take mine off at the door. When I come home from work, I don't even walk on my carpet in my work shoes. I take them suckers off at the door.
Oh,
hey.
You ever been to a party at somebody's house? And, like, you go in with somebody, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? And when you walk in there, they got nice-ass carpet. They be like, you know, take your shoes off. And then you got, like, one of your homeboys to be like, shit.
They rank.
Hey, you know what? It's either that or they don't put on the motherfucking socks with them holes on.
Yeah. Well, I might.
But I know females who feet stink. Like, this one chick, she just had a foot odor, like, she need to get some Lamisil or something. She just had foot on. Unless she wore open-toe shoes, let her put on some sneakers off. Yeah, don't take them fuckers off unless you... you need to put your shoes, socks, and everything in the shower. Everything.
Okay. All right. So let me get this. Next question, Key. Do you think that the hygiene issue, when people have bad hygiene, nasty houses or whatever, is this indicative of them being lazy? I say you can't
yes.
separate the two.
Yeah, they lazy.
They lazy, right? You feel me?
Yeah, you too lazy to clean up. Like,
yeah,
you don't get any lazier than that.
Yeah, you really lazy to me. Like, you really are a lazy motherfucker. But then again, I personally do know, this is no lie. I personally know people with nasty houses and shit, you feel what I'm saying? But when they go to work, they work hard. And, like, they're not lazy. But they don't.
They got their priorities messed up.
But they're not lazy, though. You feel
what I'm
saying?
Maybe
even
they
don't
like to drink house. Maybe some people like. Some people when they clean up, they can't find nothing when it's clean. That shit got to be dirty. Like,
if
people out there like that.
If you clean it, you know where the fuck you put it. How the fuck you know?
No, some people the opposite. When they nasty, man. When they house nasty, they know where everything is and they nasty house.
No, man. No, hell no, man. If you clean your house up, then you know you can't.
We don't say that because we... Of course we don't say that.
How could you? No. I'm saying. I hear what y'all are saying. It's organized junk and organized mess. But if you clean it up, you know what you did with it when you moved it out the place it wasn't supposed to be. You clean it up.
You don't know what going on.
Say what?
I said, you might know, but they might not know. They just might be, you know, that's where they're doing shit.
Nah.
Well, they might not. They might get lost if you clean up their house.
No, they
well,
clean
up. Somebody like that, they're for real, but you don't know. I'm a nigga free. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying?
Nigga free. I can walk out my door and let a motherfucker in my house. I can guarantee I can tell what they don't fucking touch. And what is safe and what is move. I know my shit.
And see, that's an advantage of being clean. Like, you can tell somebody been messing with your stuff. Because, like, who knew that?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If you clean, motherfucker, you know. Now, I do clean. I may leave clothes on my dresser sometime, a little petty shit like that. But for the most part.
Yeah, it ain't going to stay for a week, though. Like, when I get back in, I'm going to have to get it up.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, so next question, we got Michigan Girl online too. Then two more people, so let me move it along. Okay, do you tell them? Well, you already said you told them. You do tell people when they got bad hygiene or stinking breath. They got stinking breath. They got stinking ass breath.
You know what I do with that? I put my hand on my mouth. And like somebody got a boogie in their nose, if you just wipe your finger across your nose, it's automatic. The person in front of you going to do it too. Watch. Just try it one day. Be talking to somebody and like wipe your nose, watch they going to do it too.
I don't know what's wrong with this. What's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? She's crazy. All right, Michigan girl, stay on the line, Key. Michigan girl. All
right.
Michigan
what's
girl.
What's up? What's going on? What's
Thanks for calling. You did.
What's up?
Oh yeah. I'll get back to that. Michigan girl, let me ask you this right. Let me go ahead and jump into it with you. All right. Episode 171. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So Michigan girl, have you ever had to deal with someone with bad hygiene? How did you handle it? What do you think about that person?
I had a couple of issues, and I had an issue like Key where when I was married to my ex-husband, this lady from the church, she always was at church, and she looked so nice and always, you know, whatever. She didn't smell or whatever, so she invited everybody over, you know, the little pastor, you know, me and my husband, everybody over for dinner. So I'm like, okay, so we get there. As soon as I step in the door, I'm like, oh, shit. This is what I said in my mind. I'm like, this is not going to work. And my daughter was about 2 or 3, and she was tugging on me like, I got to go to the bathroom. So I was like, okay, where's the bathroom? I was like, baby, got to go to the bathroom. And so I just walked up in there. She started hollering and screaming. She was like, no. I was like, oh, my God, I was so embarrassed. I was like,
wait. You was embarrassed? You was embarrassed?
I was embarrassed because I was like, I'm going to have to tell her why. I mean, because my daughter was screaming at the top of her lungs, like, I'm not. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to tell her. And, you know, I didn't want to be me. And they was like, what's wrong? They think I'm in there doing something to the baby. I'm like, it's a little nasty in here. And so she's not comfortable using the bathroom. And she's like, oh, no, it's okay. I cleaned. And I'm like, the hell you did? It's a ring of pee around the bottom of the toilet stool. You a woman. How the hell a ring of piss get around the bottom of the toilet stool? That's all I want to know. I was like, no, I'm going to have to take her home. And they was looking at me like, you going to leave? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, give me the keys. You can ride home with your mom. I'm not staying. Me and my kids going to leave. And they was like, you being so disrespectful. I was like, I'm not staying. Y'all can stay here and eat this bullshit. No, I'm not doing it. So, of course, I had the devil in me because I was disrespectful to the member of the church because I didn't want to stay in her nasty house and I didn't make my daughter use the bathroom and I ain't eat her nasty ass food.
Wow. So, okay, I'm gonna get to the rest of the questions and the rest of the callers. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming. But let me ask you this, okay?
Yes.
She knew that she invited y'all. Y'all didn't pop up. She invited y'all over. Yeah, she invited y'all over.
Invited
and when y'all got there, the house was still fucking nasty. I mean, I don't even understand. Yeah. Like, even see, sometimes nasty motherfuckers, when they know they got people coming, they straighten up, but they really are nasty motherfuckers, so they straighten up, and you don't really know that they are nasty motherfuckers because they straighten up before you come because they invited you and shit, but...
Right. No, I mean, see, and I was like, I mean, later on, I was like, well, maybe she got some kind of psychological issue because I couldn't understand how you invite somebody to your house, and it looked like that, I mean, the kitchen got... Now, she invited us for dinner, so she, you know, and she was like, well, come, you know, not right after church, but give me a little bit of time to finish cooking. But the kitchen looked like it had 3 months' worth of dishes, not, you know, and sometimes I can go through a lot of dishes if I'm cooking, but I'm going to wash while I'm cooking. But no, she looked like she had about 3 months' worth of dishes piled up in her face. I'm like,
Wow.
That don't happen. Hang on, girl.
Okay, I don't even understand like how I don't understand why would you even invite somebody over there. But you know what? See this is my thing. See, this is my thing right here. And you know what? Matter of fact, you bring up a good point. And you didn't really not insisting it, but this is what I've noticed in my lifetime with some nasty motherfuckers, especially when I was in the military. This is the thing that killed me about some nasty motherfuckers. What you may consider nasty, they really don't consider nasty.
Right.
They really, sometimes, even though we can sit here on K100 and talk about shit, you feel me, you know what I'm saying? Like Shay said, if a chick got her panty liner in the living room or some shit, some motherfuckers is like, that ain't nasty, you feel me? What, the thing about it is...
Well, why the hell your panty liner wrapper in the living room? It should be in the bathroom, in the trash can, in the trash somewhere.
The point I'm trying to make right now is what some people deem bad hygiene and shit, others don't. You feel what I'm saying? Others don't look at it like that.
I guess. But
because
it's different now. Okay,
let me ask you this. The other people that went with you in the scenario that you just broke down when your daughter wigged out. Okay, the other people that was with you, did they feel like the house was nasty?
My son was standing with his hands at his side and was like, he was just standing like a statue. I mean, yeah, later on they admitted that, yeah, the house was nasty, but they didn't want to be rude or disrespectful because she was a church member and all that. So I'm like, fuck that. If it's nasty, it's nasty. I ain't finna be in here lying. I was like, so y'all gonna lie to the woman and be like, oh, no, everything is cool?
I'm just saying, what some people, to me, you know nasty when you see it. It's like a no-brainer for me. You feel what I'm saying? But then again, I've been in some people's houses where it's junky, but not necessarily nasty. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. There's a difference between like messy or junky and just downright nasty. I'm talking about nasty. Like it looks like you ain't clean in months, maybe years. That's just nasty. It's a difference in like. You pop up at somebody's house and maybe they was brushing that morning for work and, you know, they nice shirt or something is on the floor. If you go to their room or something like that, maybe they bed not made up. That's different. But I'm talking about nasty, like I said, piss damn around the floor, the bottom of the toilet suit tub looks like it ain't white no more. It's brown or gray and it ain't rust and hard water stains. That's just dirt, built up dirt over the years and you really sit your ass in that? Nah, man.
All right. So if a person... If you met a guy and this guy's got like every quality you can imagine. Are y'all gonna let me finish the question? Y'all not gonna let me finish the question? No?
Okay, go ahead. You can finish the question.
Why? Why waste the time when your answer is no?
That was kinda rude.
Would you try to like fix it? That's something that could be fixed. Do you? Okay, another question then. Let me put it another way. Do you think that's something that you can fix in somebody? Do you think you can get with somebody and change that about them?
No.
So you think that you can't get with a guy? If you get with a guy, no, because especially with us guys. Okay, I know a lot of guys who keep a fucked up, dirty ass motherfucking house and shit because they just build in their brain. They be like, man, fuck it, I don't give a fuck, man. Ain't no bitches over here, nigga. And they really just be on that shit like it's like what that's how niggas is. You feel what I'm saying? I got a lot of family. I'm telling you. I know you saying no, but I'm listening to what I'm saying. They feel like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's just some guy shit. You feel what I'm saying? That's just how niggas are. That's guy shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you can meet a guy. You see it all the time in movies and shit. You know, when the woman comes over and she gets with the guy and she polishes him up, quote unquote, cleans him up. You feel what I'm saying? And changes that aspect of his life because now he has the woman in his life. You see it. It's like they feed that. A lot of times in our society, they say that's why you need a woman. You need a woman to help you clean and keep shit right because guys can't do it. They're incapable of or whatever. That's really a part of our society when you think about it. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not understanding you ladies who saying, I can't fuck with a guy like that. When really, the way society kind of wants to twist it for us a lot of times is that's what you're here for, to fix that aspect in a guy's life. I don't need that fixed in my life. The cleaner than most women. You know what I'm saying? But that's not every guy.
Okay.
In fact, I'm the opposite of
most. I understand what you're saying. But to me, part of that is fiction, make-believe. Like you said, that's that movie magic, that Hollywood bullshit. And the other reason why I have a problem with that is because my grandfather could clean. And when I talk about clean, my grandfather cleaned better than my grandma. So I don't buy into that, a man can't. Now, it's a difference if I meet a dude and he live by himself and it ain't nasty, but maybe it's a little disorganized or junky or something. I can work with that or whatever. But, I mean, if you just downright like, oh, I don't give a fuck because ain't nobody coming over here, because if you invite me over there, then you know somebody coming over there and your house just feels just damn nasty, then no, I can't work with you because that's, you ain't going to clean up. You always going to expect me to clean up, and damn it, if we ever move in together, you need to clean some shit too. This time, I'm not a maid, so we don't have to have a 50-50 partnership. So if you can't even clean up and keep your house halfway decent, you know, like I said, it's a difference between being nasty and maybe a little junky. If you're a little junky, I might could work with you. I might. Because I'm not like obsessive compulsive or whatever. But no, just downright nasty. Nope, I can't work with you because I'm not going to be cleaning up after your ass, picking up after your ass. My kids is too old. I don't even pick up after them.
Okay. So do you think that bad hygiene or a nasty crib is indicative of a motherfucker being lazy?
I always said yes until you touched on it earlier a little bit. Like, I met this chick at work and she's being cool as hell, whatever. We was, I was like, okay, we cool. And I went to her house to pick her up because we was going out. And I walked in and I was like, oh, my God. Really? Are you living? So, but at work, she was a hard worker. You know, she stay late, do whatever, get it done. But went to her house and I went to her house more than one time. I was like, okay, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. And it was a long week and we was going out on a Thursday. I was like, okay, maybe she ain't had a chance to clean up, you know, whatever. But after, you know, 2-3 times that I've been in your house, and it's still the same, and I still see the damn, some of the same shit I saw on your floor 3 weeks ago when I came to pick you up the last time, and you still telling me, come in, sit down, I ain't ready yet. No, I don't want to sit down because I might get something on me.
So, but so you kind of proved my point that I said earlier. Some people can work. Okay. Before you went to her house, would you say she lazy? Before you went to her house, would you say
no.
She lazy?
Before
all
I
right.
Went to her house, I would have never even thought she was lazy. But then after going
right.
to her house, I was like, well, damn, she work hard at work. Is she damn lazy? Or I'm like, do she got a problem? I mean, I couldn't figure that shit out. I was like, but I can't keep fucking with you.
Would you? You can't be a friend?
No, and I told her because I was like, look, this is not going to work. I was like, mm-mm.
Wait a minute. You saying you couldn't be her friend and hang with her because her house was nasty? Hello? Uh-oh. We lost Michigan girl. She'll call back. I'm gonna go ahead and shoot Sprint for her. She got it. She drops a call every time she calls in this motherfucker. And then she called right back in cussing and shit. I'm going to quit Sprint, even though she's been saying that basically ever since K100 has been on the show. And she said that, and she still has Sprint. I don't know. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's it. Here she go right back. Don't worry, I went on. I already mashed Sprint for you.
Yeah! They killing me.
Well, I mean, Shawty, we've been going through this for a whole year now. K100 been on the airwaves, and you still ain't changed. So, I mean, I don't know what to say about
it. I'm on the contract. What you want me to do?
Okay, so the point is,
K100 can chip in and pay off my contract, and then we can be good.
Okay. I don't know. So you wouldn't have called the girl lazy before then. You feel me? That's why I asked that question. But I still feel that way. But I didn't feel that way. This house was a fucking nasty. I'm a guy. I was like, nigga, I can't sit there. I can't be in your house, nigga. Your house is fucked up. And he'd be like, hey. He laughed it off like, hey, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But he worked hard. So. People like him make me kind of want to take a step back from that question. You feel me? But at the end of the fucking day, man, I still just feel like if you a nasty motherfucker, you just lazy. Either you exert too much motherfucking at work and you need to balance that shit out of some shit or something. You feel me?
Yeah.
Oh! 92-88, Miami's up. I just said that because you're on the phone.
Oh, whatever. My bad.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm doing the show. Don't get me wrong. I'm all into it. This is what I do. But I'm also a basketball fan, and my Miami Heat. You know, they've been on a loose streak. They play in L.A. And you know, Dwayne Wade just drove to the hole. I'm looking at it on the internet at the same time I'm doing the show. I'm like that. I can multitask. Don't judge me. Okay. All right, Michigan girl. Last question, and we get to the next call. I bet motherfuckers on the line like, motherfucker, I'm over here waiting on the line and shit. You watching basketball and shit. Hey, chill out, man. I'm coming. Chill out. Last question. Have you ever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of already said you did. So I'm gonna go ahead and make this quick. Do you tell someone that they have bad hygiene or they got a nasty crib to their face, or do you just like avoid them?
No, I'm gonna tell you.
You tell me.
I told her to her face, and that was what it was.
What do you consider over the top for hygiene for men and women? I didn't ask that to a couple of people. What do you consider over the top?
What you mean, like over the top?
Like people, I know people who say because I trim my nut hairs and shit and make my goddamn my pubic hairs and shit all neat and clean and shit. You feel me? That's too much. That's too much. Like metrosexual or some shit. You feel me? Because I'm a guy and guys don't do that. Real quote unquote. Quote, real niggas don't do that. Even though
if they want to get their balls licked, they will. Oh, you got me in the throat. I'm loud.
Some women, you fuck. Some women are going to lick. Some women are suck a nigga hairy balls. They don't care.
Some of them don't. They don't care, but I don't consider that over the top. I guess over the top would be like if you obsessive compulsive, like as soon as like you put something down, somebody put something down, you like gotta wipe it off and pick it up and put it back where it's exactly supposed to be. It ain't even been there 2 seconds or whatever. That's like way over the top. That's like obsessive compulsive. You need to get some help because you know. That's over the top.
I said, it doesn't bother me, but this is something that I see a lot of people do that I just don't do. Like, if you go out to eat or something, and then you take a little travel toothbrush with you, and you go to the restroom before you leave to brush your teeth and floss because you just got done eating, like, you can't, like, leave the restaurant until you do that. To me, that's over. I'm not mad. I don't think that's necessarily OCD-ish, but I think that is a little much. I don't do that. I can wait till I get home before I go into bed at night or some shit and brush my teeth again. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not knocking people who do that. That's cool. That's good. I'm just saying, like, I think that's just one thing that I've actually seen more than one person who I don't feel like have OCD or nothing, but they do that, and I'm like, I get it, but I don't know. I think if we're going out to eat, we going back to the house in a little bit, why you gotta brush your teeth right at this fucking very moment? Like, I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I see people do it. You know, I've seen more than one person do it and a couple of people do it. I just think it's a little too much. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, that is.
You know, but anyway, okay. Thanks for calling the show. You did. You appreciate it. I appreciate it. All right. Stay on the line if you can. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial this show. I got all these people on the phone line. Nobody's hitting the number one. Well, two people was, but then they hung up. I guess they're going to call back or something. I was coming to your phone line. I told you I was coming. Damn. Y'all so damn impatient. If you haven't talked yet, go ahead and hit the number one. You feel what I'm saying? But I was coming to your phone line. Yeah, hold on.
The motherfucker might be dirty.
Well, I got people on the phone. I got people on the phone lines. They just listening. Hold on. Shay, you want to say something else, though? Did you flick the number one?
Yes, I had to hit the number one because when Michigan Girl was on the line, she was talking about the lady from church. I just wanted to add, if they so into church that they need to know that cleanliness is next to godliness, how you going to be up there telling somebody all about church and invite people to your house and it's looking like the devil? That woman know good and well better than that. How is she going to sit up there and invite people over her house and the bathroom nasty, the baby can't even go in and pee?
You're right. Cleanliness is
next to godliness. It's people to be backwards like that. It's nasty.
Cleanliness is next to godliness. Is that in the Bible or is that just something somebody made up?
I mean, it might not be in there in so many words, but I mean, I think I'm paraphrasing right there, but.
That's something somebody, no, I heard it saying a million times, but I don't think it's in the Bible. I think that's just some shit somebody made up. You feel what I'm saying?
It might be, but when you think about it, you know, God wants you to be clean, okay?
I mean,
God
make one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not be a nasty motherfucker. I mean, come on, this is what I'm saying. I mean,
I'm just saying, you know, that's the unspoken one that you should just know.
He is flashing.
Man, y'all let God do it, y'all. Y'all let
God
do it, y'all, please.
Go ahead, Key. Is that in the Bible?
That is actually in the Bible. It's in Proverbs.
The godliness, is that in the Bible?
It's actually in the Bible.
It's the closest
thing to God. That's what it said, closest. Yeah, that's it. I knew it was something. I knew I wasn't saying it exactly right because I don't do good with quoting, but I can paraphrase.
Yeah, it's actually in there, though. And the lady who was renting my house was from the church.
Oh, what? Now, see, that's just, it's always the church folks that's the nastiest ones, too. Like, God don't see my dirt. Whatever.
He can't see your dirt. That's the problem.
Hold on, Michigan girl, what you want to say?
Hey, what the hell is wrong with the church folks? Shay, you're right. She knew that shit wasn't right. How you gonna invite the pastor and the first lady and the preacher and all over there in that house looking like that? But yeah, it was a couple encounters like that, and I'm just like, I'm stopped going. Y'all go, I'm not going. Cause y'all gonna sit there and act like ain't nothing wrong. We went to this one lady house. And I understand she had been sick, but damn it, it was roaches everywhere. I don't have it. I don't feel like it was wrong. Y'all have to give me that out of here. I couldn't do it. I was like, y'all have to give me out of here. And they was like, you think you so damn sedentary? Okay, I don't do bugs, first of all, and I just can't do it. But you know what? Y'all leave me at home. Y'all go play for the sick and shut in, and y'all leave me at home. I'm going to stay at home because I ain't eating nobody's food. I was looking crazy, and I can't stand bugs, and it's just going to be what it's going to be. Yeah, I was fidgety, and I was bougie.
I mean, let me ask you this then. Well, I got y'all on the line. Anybody else? All you other 15 people who want to talk, just hit the number one, and I'll come to you. I hope you ain't just listening because you a nasty motherfucker and you embarrassed. But if you is, clean your shit up. But anyway, I'm just saying. Let me ask you this. When people do act like that, you feel what I'm saying? Do you think that, I mean, I don't want to say it's a ditty or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? But is there a way to go about it? Like how they said with Michigan Girl, it wasn't the fact that they didn't feel like it was nasty. It was just the fact that, you know, they felt it was rude to really just leave the house like that. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, you're right, they is nasty and everything, and I understand all that right there. You feel what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, especially in the capacity that you was in there, because you was in there as a representative of the church, you feel me? That's like going to somebody's house, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, in a lower class neighborhood, just because it ain't as nice as yours, you act like you can't stay or some shit. Like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
No. But see, that's different because we went to some people's house that was, okay, it was the project, but it was clean. So that it wasn't like all doing it because, oh, we got so much or whatever. No, it was your dang own house is nasty, and I'm not going to sit here and eat no food and force my kids to eat no food in this dirty house. Talking about, well, we going to pray over it, it's going to bless it. Man, you better get the hell on. I'm not going to eat that shit. That's nasty.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
But their thing was she gave a lot of money to the church, so they didn't want to offend her. I'm like,
well,
damn
she
it.
She should have bought her a maid or something.
A maid or something, because I'm like, y'all always talking about the devil better quit all that lying and tell her she needs to clean up her house because I'm not eating that food.
That's crazy.
And I'm leaving. Give me the keys, I'm leaving.
So what about the guys? What about, let me ask all the ladies that's on the line. I got y'all mics open. You feel me? Matter of fact, I got y'all mics open still. Guys that don't shave their puke, their nut hairs and shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Is that a deal breaker with you?
I mean, most guys don't have a whole lot of hair.
Right, they don't have
it ain't like it's a bush.
No, if it look like an afro bush, if it look like a tree, we can't get down like that. You're going to have to be nice neat and clean, or you're going to have to shave it. As long as it looks tidy, because I ain't putting nothing in my mouth look like it needed to go in the forest.
I understand.
Except for that great dicky.
So, I've heard some women say, man, they don't like men who shave their hair and shit like that right there because they think that shit is gay. Like women.
That ain't gay.
I know a whole bunch of guys think that.
That is totally appropriate. I look at it like this. You want him putting hair in his mouth? Does he want the hair in his mouth? Because I'm pretty sure he don't.
A lot of women don't shave. What do you think about women who don't shave their pussy then? Because a lot of women don't shave their pussy.
That's probably a little bit nasty. That's a hygienic issue. I mean, I do because I don't want to sweat and I don't want nothing extra catching on sweat. So that's just nasty.
But I mean, it's too many women who don't shave their pussy hair for you to say that that's nasty.
I don't necessarily
think it make them nasty. I just think
it's
one of personal preference type things. Cause like I know women that don't shave their legs, and the men they would love it. They love their hairy leg females. So I mean,
the funny thing is,
over here, this comes from Europe that we've adopted, and they don't even shower every day up there. They feel like the reason America stays sick is because we bathe. So, like, if you ever go to Europe, you got to ask for a hotel that's, like, Americanized, so it's not one bathroom and hallway, and everybody share that shower. So, it's like that.
I don't know. Some people take this to, they really just, you know, hold on a second. Jenna, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jenna.
About the hair, you know, all that hair, it collects all that oil and all that.
That's only on white people,
Jenna.
That nasty.
Black people have
on. But Jenna doesn't fuck white guys. She only sucks black guys' dicks. So that's what she said. So
we don't like to talk about her hair, her pubic hair. Like,
oh.
Our hair don't get oily.
Jenna, do you shave your pussy clean? Do you shave your pussy clean, Jenna? Is it bald? You got?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. I don't mind when chicks shave a ball. You feel what I'm saying? I like it. You can have a little hair on there. You feel me? I just hate when women have hair around the clit area and then be wanting you to fucking suck pussy. Like, that's crazy. Like, you can't.
That's the same way I feel about the male.
Like, who does that?
I feel about the male. Just make sure, if it ain't got to be slick, but just make sure it's, like, tolerable. It shouldn't be, like, you
Jenna,
know,
do you
like
hairy
you could
balls?
Braid it up down there.
Would
I
you lick hairy
good.
Balls, Jenna?
Oh, hell no. They have to be shaved. Mm-mm.
Shaved completely clean.
That's why he always shows me daily. He's like, look at this. Look, you like that? You like that masterpiece? I'm like, yes.
You start slobbing, you slobbing and stuff. Like, ooh, I like it.
I love it.
What is wrong with you guys? You feel me? Hold on.
Maintenance will never hurt nobody. I'm telling you. But maintenance is good for you.
Okay. You want to say something next to Blue? Yeah. Go ahead.
That's a jam, nigga.
Yeah, it is a jam. Let's Boo, you said the number one. You want to say something?
Yeah, I actually don't have a problem with the man having some hair. I feel like a man should have some hair. Like, I don't know about the all-ball thing. Maybe we just talking about the balls, but if I see a dude and he ain't got no hair down there, that's going to freak me out. Like, I like... I'm serious. I have to have some hair on the man. That's including a little hair on the legs. You know, I just... The only time I could make an exception was when my ex-boyfriend, he plays Canadian football. So, you know, when you play football or run track, they can shave your legs. So, I mean,
right.
I, that's one thing because of, you know, what they wear. But it's like, besides that, I like a little hair. I ain't saying like,
I don't like hair on chest. I don't like hair on chest.
Oh, hell no. Not the chest. Like, I like the lid. I want a soft chest. But I mean, like, you know, down there. I don't want a wolf, but I like it to be like, I like when you guys, you know, take the clippers and kind of like shave it, you know, just down a little bit, have it low. I like that.
But you don't mind a little hair on the balls. You don't mind hairy balls in your mouth.
I didn't say hairy. I mean, I didn't say
like,
that. I'm talking about on the huh?
You take the fuzzy balls. They don't have to be hair. They can be fuzzy though.
Fuzzy balls.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's to be honest. Like that's fine with me. I just if it smells fresh and it's laying down. I can deal with that. I can.
Hey, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
Fresh.
Hey, she said she liked the dick
to
have a low, like a
tilt fade
or even.
Right, I'm so serious. I'm so serious.
Wow.
But so far as me, I either shave it all off or I do the little strip. I can do the little strip, like the thin strip. I like that because when it's completely bare, it kind of, oh, when it grows back, you know it's a headache. But as she starts growing back, it's like, oh, my God. But I can do it real thin, or if I shave it off, I don't shave it off myself. I go get it waxed because
That
don't like
hurt. Oh my God!
I don't like the razor. I get everything waxed. Lips, I get everything waxed. So I'm used to it now. At first it do, but then you kind of just prepare yourself for it, you know. So that lady Kim, you know, every Asian at the nail shop named me Kim. I don't even know if that's her real name, but she does it for me because she waxed my lips. You know, she waxed my eyebrows, and she's like a spa. She waxed me down there because the razor, when it grows back, it's so irritating. So I let her do it.
Just blow on it like when she rip it off and it start hurting, do she blow on it?
I mean, to be honest, it's like a sensation. To be honest, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, you like that pain? You like that pain?
It's temporary. Once you hold your breath and then she like,
oh,
and then she
like
rub it down,
like
and smooth it down the wax, and she snatch it off. It is for the next few seconds you feel it, and then after that. You're good.
Oh, yeah, you like that scene. You like that scene.
Oh,
you like
that
scene.
I mean, it's cool with me.
Hey,
what you
think? I tried it before. I ain't
lie. You ain't really like it. It gets to each his own, you know?
Yeah. Nick got to bring some duct tape in the bedroom with you. That was bullshit.
Oh, my gosh.
Some girl. What happened?
He said, Why do you say duct tape? You said, bring duct tape.
That's
off
skin.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all hey, hold on. I like a chick that go get it waxed. You feel me? You know, that shit be smooth as hell. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, a lot of women just can't go through with it. Everybody ain't able to do it, but, I mean...
Well, my homegirl, I'm not going to lie, my homegirl, she turned me on to that. My white homegirl,
bro, why you like it, though? Hey, bro, I want to know why you like it. Why you like it? You like the way it feels?
Yeah, it feels like just smooth skin. You feel me? See, one thing about it...
Look, you like the way it feels against your head or against your face?
Against my face? Because I eat pussy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, though, because I'm going to tell you motherfucking women, one motherfucker... And let me there we go. Let me make a motherfucking point for you motherfucking women. Go. God damn it. Stubble irritates your motherfucking face, okay? Stubble is not cute. Keep that. Stubble is the worst thing ever. Let that shit grow all out and be a little smooth. But stubble irritates the fuck out of motherfucking face. So you want a motherfucker to give you some fire ass face, the worst thing you can do is come over there with your shit all stubbly and shit.
Stubbly.
It's soft and smooth. It feels better.
Y'all mustaches and stuff irritate us too.
My shit.
But y'all don't shave them off.
Don't say what now?
Down there with no stubble on your face either. I said y'all mustaches be that hair on y'all mustache be irritating us too.
Man,
y'all gonna
hey,
y'all
hey,
mustache,
hey,
Oh, the show finna.
Hey,
Key. Because when he squeeze with them thighs, yeah, that's what it means.
He will, and you know, I don't know who told them this about that nappy dugout, but that ain't what we do around here at Chamber. We don't do that shit around.
I ain't mad about it.
You feel what I'm saying? Hey, Jenna.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between white guys ball hair and black guys ball hair? Which one is the best?
She ain't never been with a white dude.
You never been with a white dude ever, Jenna?
No.
Ever?
No.
You never even saw his balls before?
But the hair don't look the same as if it's on a white girl. I don't see the white girl's coochie.
It don't look the same.
What was you doing down there? I seen it.
Oh, but you were looking,
you
looking, you looking at the foot.
I didn't say she turned me on. I said she turned me on. Y'all turn the words around. I got to watch what I say because y'all quick.
All right. I'm ending the show. I got to end the show. I can't do an after party tonight. I'm ending the show. But, most of y'all on the line, well, not most of y'all on the line. Most of y'all with y'all mic open. You feel me? I'm finna hang up on the rest of y'all motherfuckers anyway. Everybody, actually. Party at Key's place!
Ha, ha, ha.
Woo!
Wow.
I'm bringing special cherries.
Hey, Key.
Yeah.
Hey, Key.
Yeah.
I need you to have that bathroom tighten up. Now, when I lift that seat up, I don't want to see that shit.
I don't want to see that ring.
He did not go there.
Talking about the little ring with the piss around the some shit. Somebody was saying the piss around the bottom of the toilet stool. Damn it, man. Ew, ew. All right, Key, hey, Key, when the party is Saturday, Saturday, two days, shout, two more days, shout. Yeah, I need you to go ahead and put that bleach in the tub and get that oil change on my bottle though.
Only if your ass was in the tub with that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I catch you guys next week. I'm out. Deuces.
Later.
Yep.